Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I have been blessed by the opportunity to talk to so many incredibly smart people who have spent their entire careers thinking about public policy and politics, especially our friends from the Center for American Progress Action Fund. My current guest is one of those very, very smart people. Her name is Laura Rodriguez. She is the VP of Government Affairs at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. Welcome back to the show, Laura. We've been talking about, like, what exactly happened. And it sounds like you and I some of the stuff I've been reading, and I've actually tried to insulate myself from a lot of the postmortem because I wanted to have some clear thoughts myself. And there's two or three things that I think I believe are the clear sort of motivating things. The electorate correctly perceived that institutions no longer represent their interests, that it's not working for them. Now, one of the tricks about that is that macroeconomics and the overall economic health of the U.S. is like how that shows up in kitchen tables and pocketbooks. That's a tailwind to how it works first for the U.S. economy overall. And there was absolute failure on that point. The second thing is, and this gets into message, but also the information environment in which people are consuming information and who's talking to who and who do they trust is completely different. And Democrats didn't correctly move forward, like move with the times, right? And especially when we look at quote unquote blocks of voters, Latinos and mainstream media, that's not who, there's been some polling done. Latinos do not consume their news predominantly from mainstream media outlets. It is predominantly from X and other social media outlets. That makes sense. You trust your friends. You trust what they post. That's a truism amongst all voters. Laura, your reactions to these handful of observations that we've had, and if you want to sort of lead us through some of your thinking about Latino voters, especially, again, the treatment of Latino voters as a bloc, I think, has been misplaced for a number of election cycles. I could probably go back about a decade. I can't hear Laura. Go ahead. Go ahead now. I gotcha. Yes, please continue.
Okay, great. Now, there definitely has been this misunderstanding for such a long time. We're talking about also generational differences, right? When we're talking about Latinos now, they're not necessarily immigrants themselves or even first or second generation Latinos. I know that in many states, we're talking third, fourth generation Latinos, but even those first generation or even immigrant Latinos, two things that are really important that I think popped out to me. So in Wisconsin, 64% of Latino voters said that costs was their big issue, right? The economy, but the living costs, inflation, right? And what did the Democratic Party do? They talked about how inflation was down, and it is, but not about costs and what that meant for costs. The fact of the matter was they cherry-picked a really good stat that inflation was down to 2.1%. But they didn't talk about the fact that prices in the last 4 years for normal household goods have gone up about 20%. That is a lot of money. That is a huge, huge problem. And the other piece of that 64% of Latinos saying that is that it sounds familiar because that's how everyone else kind of put it up. You know, every other group also put it up there, right, as their top issue. It's not rocket science. But I will say your point about the media is so important, and especially with Latino communities, that is one thing that they do very differently, and they have for some time. The Republican Party has known for a long time to go to WhatsApp, to go to YouTube, to go to all these shows that you're picking your news in a way that we never used to do before. Mainstream media is not where most people these days are getting their news. In Latino communities, you have a large group of folks getting their news from Facebook and getting their news from WhatsApp groups. And the Democratic Party in this election started to move towards that direction, but it was very late in the game.
It was so late.
When they had a WhatsApp, but you know, it was 3 months. It was a month before the election. You know, it just doesn't quite work that way.
Well, I think that is, in a nutshell, Democrats like some of the right ideas, the totally wrong message, and the wrong message outlets. Like, turns out that Cardi B showing up isn't really how you convince people. Like, here's the thing with celebrities, right? Guess what? Rich people. I've been doing a segment, Maggie and the Millionaires, talking money, because I incorrectly thought that, like, having millionaires talk about the fact that we need a survivable minimum wage and greater tax on other millionaires would help with swing voters. Nope, that was not the thing to do. Like, we need less from the millionaire set, less from the celebrity set, more from the regular me and you set. Laura Rodriguez, the Vice President of Government Affairs at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. 30 seconds, last word of the day on this topic from you, ma'am.
Really quick, the Latino community also does not necessarily hear themselves in the terrible rhetoric that you heard from Donald Trump's mouth. Understand that they don't see themselves there. They see those others, just like every other group.
Yes.
They feel like he's not talking about them. He's talking about the criminals, not them, who are the hardworking folks.
Yeah, I ain't a criminal, so he's not talking about me. Folks, thanks so much to my very special guest, Laura Rodriguez, the VP of Government Affairs at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We're going to come back top of the hour, do a little refresh right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. More thoughts about the things that motivate me and you.